There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Kim, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello?
Hi, Kim.
Oh, hi. First, I just want to thank you. I've been a long-time listener, and your help is always greatly appreciated, and I appreciate the fact that you always help others and your great service. I actually got some advice from you about 5 years ago, and it changed my life.
Wow. What a nice thing. What happened 5 years ago?
Oh, well, it was career advice, basically.
Okay, great.
I have some questions in regards to it's my love life. I have been in a 3-year relationship. The reason we kind of live about 4 hours away from each other, so it's been long distance.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we haven't exactly got engaged yet or married yet. Part of it is because I was in grad school for 2 years, and you know, that was a lot of time. And now that I'm out, there's been a little bit of issues in the relationship. I guess distance is it too. But I told him that I wanted to take a break, and then I decided to go on a date. He's a cop and / social worker at a hospital, so. I went on a date with him. We went out to a restaurant, and normally I wouldn't do this, but I guess because he was a cop, because he invited me over to the house. Because normally, because of safety reasons, I'd be like, no, but I decided anyway. We made out, but I think I was trying to see, like, if there could ever be anyone other than the person that I've been with 3 years, and I realize even if that guy wasn't in the picture, my last, well,
if, which guy, the cop or the boyfriend?
Okay. The boyfriend. I realize I didn't think there was anything between us. I don't think even if my boyfriend was in the picture or whatever, I don't think it would work out. But I kind of, like, we made out because I just wanted to double check if it wasn't for my feelings. Anyway, that was probably a mistake because he shouldn't do that. But my question is, I was wondering if my...
You should tell.
Yes, that's because I felt guilty, but I was thinking in my head, I think, okay, if a timeout, does everyone think when you go on a timeout, it means...
Okay, look, let me stop you. Mm-hmm. Let me stop you. Because there are a couple things we need to go over. First of all, this is kind of the Friends episode. This is the Ross and Rachel, you know, on a break. But let me tell you, there is no there is no value in telling him, and I'll tell you why not.
Okay.
That I don't think it was a terribly wise thing to do.
No,
but
it was not.
You learn what you need to learn.
Yes.
And let's just go through what happens if you tell him. First of all, he's going to be one of several things is going to happen. Either he's going to be furious with you and feel that he can't trust you, that you thought you were taking the time off to figure out about him. So that's one possibility. The second, which is equally awful, is that he may decide that this gives him an opportunity to then go and do the same thing. So
you're absolutely right.
Even
when I told him about the timeout, he started crying and it was horrible. So you're right.
So number one is that he's devastated. Number two is he feels revenge. And number three is it just doesn't. There's nothing that it. There's no advantage to him. You're going to wound him for no particular reason, and or number three that he said, oh well, that's okay. I had sex with somebody else. So I mean, so no matter what happens, there is no possible positive outlook on this. So the answer to that is no. Keep your mouth shut. And if nothing else, the reason to keep your mouth shut is that you should probably feel a bit guilty about this, and that may keep you from doing it again. Because the reason you take a time out is to take a time out to figure out, is this the person I want to be with? And you can say, well, I kind of figured that out, but it's not really. I mean, you would not be thrilled if he took a time out and was making out with some cute girl. So,
no.
So yeah, not a very good idea. All right, so that's, do we tell? No, we don't. So then let's look at the important part of, and hopefully he doesn't listen to the program, but let's look at the important thing, which is, where's this relationship going? I mean, you've been together, how old are you now?
I am 32.
Okay, and how old is he?
He is 38.
All right, look, the issue may not be the cop, but the question is it this guy? I mean, the two of you, you're not babies, and graduate school gave you sort of an excuse, but you've been out of graduate school for 2 years, yes?
Oh, no. I just recently graduated.
Okay. All right, so what are the plans at this moment? What do you want at this moment?
I wanted to get a job in his area. Like which state he was at, and I actually went through the process, and then I got like interviews, but the thing is, he then said that, well, he told me this when he told me that he was worried about his job in regards to they were laying off a lot of people, and his grandfather who lives in New York, it was sick, so he was thinking about moving closer to either New Jersey, where I am at, or whatnot, and so he didn't want me to move to where he was at, just in case. This was about probably 3 or 4 months ago. So that's where it is. So basically, I kind of laid it down, like, you know, I'm not. I told him, like, he basically. I didn't say I can't wait any longer, but I just, you know. So basically, he said that, don't worry, like, I know in myself, I don't want us to have a long-distance relationship any longer, you know, within 7 months, he wants to, like, get his situation together with work and whatnot, and then we could, like, live together, I guess.
Right, so seven months is basically toward the end of the year.
Yes, that's what he said.
So he's saying by the end of the year. Are you willing? So what happens in the meantime? Are you, you're still, how often do you see each other?
We see each other once a month. Like, he comes down for a weekend once a month.
Okay.
And I guess because of the financial issues.
Look, the two of you need to decide to fish or cut bait. And, you know, given the fact that you've been in this kind of holding pattern for 3 years, waiting another 6-7 months doesn't make any difference. But the two of you are not babies. It's time, and I don't think you should go directly into an engagement. I mean, I don't think the two of you know each other well enough.
Oh, no, we weren't going to get engaged. I just said that I want to live in the same state.
I would say live in the same city, live separately.
Yeah,
both of you get jobs, and yeah, see what's going on. But the question is, well, and I guess the answer is, I mean, the problem is with you guys is being on a break is not terribly different than being in a relationship. You only see each other, you know, occasionally anyway.
Yeah, that is true.
So, look, don't tell him about the cop. It has no value to either of you. But the two of you need to be moving towards some sense of, not really closure, but some sense of decision-making that says, yeah, this is a relationship that really works, or this is not a relationship that works.
Yeah,
let's figure out what to do about it.
Date him on a regular basis before.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you need to certainly date each other. I mean, you know, serious dating is presumably 3 or 4 times a week exclusively. Then, you know, decide whether or not you're going to sleep with each other, decide whether or not you're going to live with each other. I mean, there are all sorts of decisions that the two of you have really finessed for the last 3 years, and you really need to decide. So, but don't tell him about the cop. It has no value.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed 855-99-3759. Eric, you're on the air, and Dr. Joy Brown, howdy.
How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you today, Eric?
I'm fine. I called you some years ago about a relationship, and your advice worked. So I wanted
Yay!
To say.
Yay!
I also want to say to you that, and I want to say to the folks that developed the show and is broadcasting the show, you must stay on the Air Force because you are like you're real. You're very real as far as the way relationships are and the way we think. You know how sometimes when we know we're doing something wrong and we just do it anyway.
Yeah.
And you let us know that you need to stick to your first thought of, you know, don't do it. You know what I mean? If you know you're in a bad relationship, but you do it anyway because of love and all this, and but you tell us, you know, you tell us, it's like you're there. You know, what's going on with us. It's like you're sitting right next to the person, and you see, you know, this person is a cheater or this person is good, you know, so... And I just wanted to thank you, you know, for your patience to listen to us because I work in an industry where sometimes you get tired of listening to people's problems. So, you know, I want to thank you for that because it takes a lot of patience to sit there every day and listen to everybody's problems. And even when sometimes you don't.
Let me talk about that for just a second, because I think what you're saying is I really appreciate it. But for me, it's not so much patience, because the only time I get impatient, and I'm sure you can hear it sometimes, is when people call up and they really want to stay exactly where they are. And I keep trying to convince them that if they're really happy where they weren't going to call me. So the very fact that they're calling me says we got to switch around a bit. And so I think you guys are incredibly brave. I think you're incredibly courageous, which is not exactly the same, because change is really hard. And
it's very hard
to admit that you've made a mistake, to admit that you're doing something that really doesn't make any sense, and then not only have the insight and the courage to admit it, but somehow to really find the discipline and the strength within yourself to change. For you, it doesn't require patience of me. I think you guys are heroes. It's my pleasure to be part of that process. So occasionally you can hear that when I've said something 15 times and the 16th time, they're not going to listen, and the rest of you are yelling at the radio saying, you're not paying attention, not listening to you. Then maybe it requires a little bit of patience, but more often than not, you guys are inspiring to me. So it's I think you may be giving me slightly more credit than I deserve, but I'm delighted that I appreciate it.
You deserve the credit, and I want to also congratulate you on your appearance on the Mary Jane show.
That was really fun.
I'm a big Gabriel Union fan, and when I saw you on there, that was something else.
Well, she's gorgeous, and she's very smart. She's a very nice woman. I was very impressed with her. But thank you. Yeah, I don't think they showed my feet. They had me in the sexiest shoes you've ever seen in your life, which I could not walk in. They literally had. I walked onto the set in slippers, and they put the shoes on me. I stood up so they could take a picture, and I think I may have walked off the set, but I think I had three people holding me up so I didn't fall over. They were the sexy.
Wow.
They were these really high gladiator sandals, and they looked terrific. But I could no more wear them. They said, "Gee, we'll give them to you." And I said, "Nah, no, I don't think so. Thanks. I'll break my leg."
Well, I won't hug you up, but I just want to say thank you. Okay, you are a hero too.
Well, Eric, thanks a bunch, and I'm glad you liked the show.
Awesome. Okay.
Thanks, sir. Call me if you need me. All right, well, that was nice, wasn't it? You know, people, the most common question I get asked is, do you ever get follow-up? Do people ever call and tell you? And the answer is, it's really not part of the bargain. I mean, when it happens, it's wonderful. And don't feel like people only call me when things have gone right, because they'll call and say, oh, I tried this, it didn't work at all. Say, all right, well, let's try something else. But it is nice to get the feedback. I told the story. I was in Los Angeles. And I was I was auditioning for something. I don't even remember what it was. And I called down to the front desk, and the guy recognized my voice. Oh, I guess he also knew who I was, because it's probably in the register. And he said, I called you a couple years ago. And I said, oh, yeah, you were the one who was going to take the bicycle trip across country, and, you know, and you were engaged. And he said, how did you remember? And I said, I don't know, I did. But he thought that was pretty cool. So you guys do leave lasting impressions on me. Okay, 855-993-7569. This seems a completely appropriate time to talk about what events you missed that you wish you'd seen. And I'll tell you what, I'll be interested to hear what you guys think, but I'll tell you what actually motivated that idea was, is there any event, Manny, that you really felt that you wanted, you know, that you wished you were at that you missed? Probably Woodstock, right?
No.
Not Woodstock.
Probably not Woodstock. I would say probably, I mean, I vaguely remember this happening, because, but I was so young, I was only 7 years old. It was when the Minnesota Twins won the World Series in 1991.
Why am I not surprised that it had to do with sports?
Of course,
I don't know.
Of course, right?
Yeah, there you go.
I remember when it happened, I was in the second grade when it happened, and, you know, I vaguely remember it because I, you know, at that point in my life, I was kind of into video games and cartoons, and I was into sports, but I wasn't, like, I didn't really start.
Not getting, like you are today.
Right, and I didn't start really getting full-fledged, like, into sports and having a passion and a love for it until I was about 10 or 11. But that was an event, because a lot of people say that was like one of the greatest World Series ever, the Twins and the Braves, and that if I could watch that series, if
that
I
would
could
be
watch
your,
it live when it
that, that that's your go-to thing.
Yeah.
Well, and just a play, which I'll review for tomorrow, about Henrik Ibsen, and there's a line in it where somebody says, "I was at Hedda Gabler." Mm-hmm. And he says, you know, 3,000 people have told me that, and the theater only holds 200. It's like, right, everybody's ancestors came over on the, you know, to Plymouth Rock and on the Mayflower, and the ship only held like 300 people or something, and there were 10,000 people who say that their family came over on the Mayflower. And the only thing, one of my favorite experiences, which was completely, you know, as you guys know, I cover theater, I cover movies, and so I don't get to go to a whole, I don't go, and when I was a kid, I didn't have any money, so it just wasn't a possibility. So I never really got to go to very many concerts. I saw, the Silver Bullet Band, which was fun. I've seen Elton John, but I got tickets to go see Simon and Garfunkel. I'll tell you more about it when we return. Give me a call, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's ellisprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so I was telling you, we were talking about what event do you wish that that you'd been able to attend. And I had mentioned that I really didn't go to concert. As I said, I saw Bob Seger. I saw Elton John once. I've seen the Stones a couple times. But I decided I'd seen both Simon and Garfunkel separately in cabarets, but they were doing their reunion tour, and I thought, oh my goodness. So it was at Madison Square Garden, and about a half hour into the program, somebody starts singing Wake Up Little Susie, and I said, that's the Everly Brothers, and they came out, and that was terrific. But I was at that one. The one that I will always wish that I got to see, which was Elvis in Rhode Island. Because, you know, I would have gotten tickets for it. I actually know people who got tickets, but he succumbed to mayonnaise and peanut butter and banana sandwiches before that. So, what can I tell you? But I would have liked to have seen the King. My kid, when she was two, I'd say, who is that? She'd say, it's the King, Mama, the King. What can I tell you? All right, so let's hear what other people, what event. that they wish they'd seen.
Very quickly, before we go into it, I should say another one that I wish I personally could have seen was The Miracle on Ice. It's another sports one, obviously, but
yeah.
That was
well, we all got to watch that sort of on television, which is, of course, not the same, but still.
Yeah. But for me, it's one of those. I mean, it happened before I was even born, so it was just kind of one that I wish I could have.
And we did the interview with the guy from the Russian hockey team,
that's
the guy
right.
who did that documentary. So that should have been. You must have loved that interview.
Yeah, no, it was.
I did it only to impress you.
All right, we'll start with Bruce. Bruce says Woodstock, it defined a generation.
Well, that's the joke, is that, you know, that 4 million people were at Woodstock.
Dawn says, she says, seeing the Beatles live in Detroit in 1964.
So she missed that, but she would have liked to have.
Yeah. Sue Ellen says, none. I try to live my life with no regrets.
Well, good for you. This is great. There's nothing that you would have wished at some point you would have gotten to see, huh?
Just a couple more here. Francis says, seeing Elvis Presley in concert. At the time, I could not have...
There you go.
At the time, I could not have afforded it. But since that time, I've seen more concerts than I can remember.
Yeah, there's something about the King. What can I tell you? We just passed Death Week in January in Nashville. What can I tell you? Okay. You have more?
Just a couple more here.
Okay.
Kathy says, my birth. I wish I could have seen my parents' faces.
Yeah, I think you were there, probably. Just don't remember it real well, huh?
And the last one here is from Ella. She says, my friend wanted to set me up for a date with her cousin. He wanted to take me to a concert. I asked who. My friend said, I don't know, someone named John Elton. I replied, John Elton? Never heard of him. I'd rather go to a movie. So we went to the movies. Duh. Oh, well, she later set me up with my husband. 33 years of happiness beats Elton John any day.
Oh, John Elton as opposed to Elton John. Yeah, plus I think he plays for the other side. But he probably could have sung to you.
So there you go.
All right, so I agree, no regrets, but still, I mean, there are certainly some fun things to have done. Who was the one just before John Elton?
Well, it was Kathy that said my birth.
Oh, okay. Well.
And then Francis said seeing Elvis Presley in concert.
Yeah, I agree. I certainly agree with that. But blind dates, there you go. But she did set you up with your husband. Where was John Elton? Is she from the States? We don't know.
Does not say. She doesn't.
I didn't know that he was. Well, I mean, he's obviously had done concerts in the States. I'll tell you, it also, though, has informed my life that I remember somebody inviting me to something when I was in college, and I couldn't go because I had an exam the next day. And ever since then, two things have really informed my life. First of all, when in doubt, do things ahead of time, so if something wonderful comes up at the last moment, you don't have to say no. And second of all, that basically you say yes, that if Brad Pitt says, well, Brad Pitt's sort of spoken for, but let's see if there's anybody George Clooney's spoken for. Well, I'll use the example I've always used, even though he was old before my time, which was if Fred Astaire said, you want to go dancing, you don't say, no, I have to do my hair, but how about tomorrow night? Because tomorrow night quite often will not come, so... It's if somebody offers you something that even you're faintly interested in doing, say yes. There you go. Alrighty, so 855-99-3756-9. You know what? I know we had sort of used up all our emails, which is a good idea, because I know if you guys send me emails, you want a fairly quick response. And then also, but we've gotten some new ones, yes?
Yeah, we've got one from Mike, and it's actually a good time to go to his email. He says, Dear Dr. Joy, I called about a month ago with some marital issues. I listened and took your advice. I am so happy now, all is great. More attention for the wife and less for my teenage son. He seems to like it this way. Thank you so much. I listen every night, especially Fridays, because you are on all night. I do not mind repeats.
I'm on all night. My goodness, they must do some repeats, huh? They must. Would they probably do the program from like midnight to 3 and then do best of from 3 to 6 or something?
Probably, yeah. Well,
I don't know what you're doing about sleep, but thank you. Yeah, the idea, the kids do better in an adult-centered marriages. Child-centered marriages, at first blush, may sort of seem like a good idea, but they're basically really not. They're, you know, that what you really need to do is give the kids a safe place to be, and safe place means meaning the adults are stable and committed to one another. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. So I'm just trying to decide what we're going to do for the next like 3 or 4 minutes until we need to take a break here. There was one of the stories that was sort of upsetting in the news. And maybe this is something we should ask on Facebook as well. I've told the story before of having a cousin who had a very tough life. She'd literally been dropped when she was an infant. So she had hip dysplasia, and she was a very nice person. Somebody had hit her upside the head with an ugly stick, but she was a very nice person and had a very tough life. She never married. And at one point we were at a family reunion, and she was really upset, and I said, what's the problem? She said, my doctor said I have Alzheimer's. And this is before there was anything to be done about Alzheimer's, because now there are a couple of drugs that sort of more or less work, and they don't cure it, but they can delay the symptoms, and they can somehow arrest the development to a certain extent. But there's a new story out that says that doctors don't necessarily, that almost half doctors don't tell their patients when they have Alzheimer's. And so I guess one of the questions is, would you want to know if you did? And if so, why? And if not, why not? And they said that only, that the way they did it was they polled a huge number of people, 16,000, which for a medical study is humongous. And they asked the respondents, the 16,000 people, about their medical situation and what their doctors had said. And then they compared them with the doctor's records. Now, how they got access to that information, I don't know. But that basically almost half of the doctors who billed for Alzheimer's-related care were not told that that's what was going on. And it turns out that most of the physicians said that they understood that there were some benefits of disclosing the diagnosis and agree with them, but they just didn't want to tell. They, you know, it's kind of do as I say, not as I do. That as few as 36% of doctors said they usually told their patients. That's a third, which means two-thirds of the time they don't tell. They didn't want to cause emotional distress in their patients. And they felt that there was a lack of time and resource to fully explain what the diagnosis means. It's true across the board of both primary care physicians and neurologists, which is really a problem, because what you're doing, and presumably you go to your doctor, and I can remember having this argument in medical school, which was 20 years ago, and people saying, well, you don't want to worry them. And I'm saying, look, you give them the information and they can deny it, they can not hear it, but it's not up to you to play God to decide what people should know or not know. So it hasn't changed much. So maybe we'll put up on Facebook do you want to know what's really going on with your doctor? Why or why not? Okay? 855-99-DR-JOY. I am Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
All righty. Well, we have three big movies, actually, that are available on DVD. Did I review the Alan Turing one? Because they just sent me that, which means it must be available on DVD. Did I review that for last week? I'll have to check and see when it's available, because I think it's available this week and it's not listed, but I'll come back to that in a minute. It just occurred to me.
Okay,
number one, Unbroken. This is the movie that was directed by Angelina Jolie. It's based on a movie. And as far as this movie didn't do terribly well, and I'll tell you why I think it didn't. First of all, it's 2 hours and 17 minutes. That gives you some of the problem. Jack O'Connell, who is the lead character, is very good in it. But it's really three separate stories. The first one is about Louis Zamperini, who was a troubled kid. He was, you know, always in trouble. He petty crimes and turned his life around and became a runner and qualified for the 1936 Olympics. Okay, story number one. Everybody loved that one, and it was fun to watch. when World War II breaks out, he enlists in the military. And the scene where in the aerial battles when his plane goes down are harrowing. I mean, I think Angelina Jolie did a great job on that part. And then he survived 47 days adrift in a raft. Okay, that part, I mean, it's interesting but kind of grueling. And we'd seen Robert Redford probably do the same thing the year before, probably better, but it was still an interesting part of the movie. Then we get to, I think, what the difficult time was with the movie, which is he's rescued by the Japanese Navy, sent to a POW camp, and he becomes the target of a cruel prison commander. And that one, I mean, certainly it makes some sense to show how terrible the conditions were, but it goes on endlessly. It's 40 minutes of the same thing being happening over and over again, which is being hit by bamboo and having Miyavi, who plays Watanabe as the guard, just bashing him over and over and over. And I really felt it was nearly pornographic in its violence. It went on too long. We get the point that prisoner of war was, you know, was a terrible position, and this was a man who, against all odds, didn't lose his spirit and forgives. And I mean, all of that is inspiring. But the part in the Japanese prisoner of war camp just went on too long, and I think that she really lost everybody in that. I think it's one of the reasons the movie didn't do very well. The Hobbit, Battle of the Five Armies, is the latest in the Hobbit series. I thought this one was significantly better than the last one. The last one, people just ran back and forth across the screen. It was almost like going to an amateur production of Aida, where you saw the same guy with the same bad posture, kept changing swords or shields, so we'd think he was a different guy. They call it an epic conclusion, The Adventures of Bilbo Baggins, who is, of course, Morton Freeman, and Richard Armitage in the Company of Dwarves. They reclaim their homeland from the dragon Smaug. The company has unwittingly unleashed a deadly force into the world. Either you like this kind of stuff or you don't. If you do, this is great fun. We've got orcs and Saurons, and we've got the wizard Gandalf, which is Ian McClellan. And do we care about Middle Earth? If you do, this is, again, a 2-hour, 24-minute movie. If you care, this is... I mean, the movie is very well done, and I like this one much better. It's not as good as the first one, but nothing is ever as good as the first of anything, with very few exceptions. Maybe the even Star Wars and some of the Rockies. But it's much better than the last one. My favorite of the week is Into the Woods, and for those of you who are James Corden fans, he debuted his new talk show last night, apparently to pretty good fanfare. He got pretty good numbers on it. And I've only seen him on Broadway. I'll have to catch a show one of these days. This is a twist on the Brothers Grimm fairy tales via Stephen Sondheim. I had seen this twice on Broadway, and didn't particularly like it. I loved the movie. And they've since done a revival, I think at Manhattan Theater Club. I think that's what it is. Or maybe The Roundabout, which I thought was good as well. This one stars Meryl Streep, Emily Blunt, the previously mentioned James Corden, Anna Kendrick, Chris Pine, Johnny Depp, Tracy Ullman, Christine Baranski, directed by Rob Marshall. And it's got all the great songs in it. This one smashes together Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood, Jack and the Beanstalk, and Rapunzel. How much fun is all this? And then we've got another story that has nothing to do with Grimm about a baker and his wife who wish to begin a family. And I just thought this was great fun. I thought Meryl was great in it. Emily Blunt was wonderful. It really held the thing together. James Corden is just a roly-poly, charming guy. I think he'd be interesting to see how he does with the American audience in late night, where kind of smarmy rules more than sweet. But listen, he did terrifically on Broadway. And this is, I mean, if you haven't seen it, I enjoyed the music. As I said, I liked it much better. When I saw it on Broadway, it seemed to have no sense of humor and not as much coherence as this one does. And when Chris Pine is talking with his brother about... Sorry, I forgot to unplug the phone. When Chris Pine is talking to his brother, who's also a prince, about the fact that he was raised to be charming, not sincere. I mean, how can you not love this movie? I apologize for the phone.
Don't people know you're on the air right now?
I know. Well, part of it is nobody knows I've got this phone. It's a new addition to my life. But certainly, well, I told you there was actually a friend who called, and you could hear my voice in the background. And she said, I know the 855 number, but I have your home number, so I don't need to use that one. So apparently somebody decided exactly the same thing. I know I have to keep reminding people, between noon and 3 Eastern, not available. Just really, you know, well, I care about you. I answer your questions, you know, but not between noon and 3 unless you call me at 855-993-7569.
That's right.
So Pick of the Week is, as far as I'm concerned, was Into the Woods. Unbroken is probably, because you can fast forward through some of the violent porn, the porn violence, I suppose, is a fair thing to do. And The Hobbits, either you're going to love it or you don't. And if you love it, this is certainly the one that brings everything to a conclusion. If you don't bother. Or go read Tolkien, which, if you don't, it's probably easier to see the movies than to read Tolkien. That's pretty heavy going. Did you like the Hobbit movies?
I've never really been into a lot of, like, The Hobbit and the Lord of the Rings and that sort of thing.
I like Lord of the Rings much better than The Hobbits, but then Viggo Mortensen is cuter than than dwarves with funny feet. What can I tell you? I know, how chauvinistic can I be? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.